I still don't see. I borrowed them, said Clotilde, from a couple of graduate students I know. With these cards, we can get into the stacks. But how is all this going to get my theme written? We were almost at the library now. Dobie Gillis, you dope. I swear, if you didn't have freckles and a crew haircut, I'd quit going with you in a minute. Don't you understand? We're going back in the stacks and find some old book of essays that nobody has ever heard of, and you'll copy one of the essays, and that will be your theme. I stopped dead. Clotilde, I whispered, you can't mean it. Why not? It's foolproof. There won't be any record of you ever having seen the book. You won't turn in a request slip for it, so nobody will be able to check back through the slips. We're going into the stacks on somebody else's permit, so you can't be checked that way. You're not going to take the book out, so there won't be a withdrawal record on your library card. I've got pencil and paper in my purse. You'll copy the essay out of the book while you're in the stacks, then you put the book back exactly where you found it. Then we'll leave, and nobody will be the wiser. I sat down beside a tree in front of the library and pulled her down beside me. Clotilde, I said, why don't we just get a couple of revolvers and go hold up a filling station? This is no time to be finicky, Dobie. You know very well you'll never get that theme written. True, I said after a short silence. Then come on into the library. It's 8:30. I can't, Clotilde. My conscience would never stop bothering me. She pulled me to my feet. She's quite a bit stronger than I am. Anyway, I protested, it's not safe. How can we be sure that Mr. Hambrick, my English instructor, hasn't read the book that I'm going to copy the essay out of? Clotilde smiled. I was hoping you'd ask that question. Come along. I'll show you. She dragged me into the library, up the stairs, and to the main desk. Stop perspiring, Dobie, she whispered. We don't want anybody to remember us. She showed the two stack permits to the librarian. The librarian nodded us back into the stacks. The stacks filled me with awe. They consisted of metal bookshelves arranged in banks. Each bank was...